This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
It's really great to be catching up with Dara Walsh. Of course, you're a youth activist. It's so great to talk to you. You're going to have a chat to us all about youth services in Ballina. Thanks so much for joining me. It's great to talk to you.
Hi, Louise. Yeah, it's really great to be on the radio, trying to get a little bit of recognition for some of the work that's being put in, not by myself, but like from young people all across the county. But there's a specific project that I kind of want to bring some awareness to.
Brilliant. What kind of inspired you to take action on the lack of youth services in Ballina? I can imagine, you know, it's something that you're passionate about and passionate enough about to have to, you know, come on and have a chat to me here on iRadio.
Yeah, like it was noted to me like the past couple of months and even going back like a year or two. There's such a strong youth community in Ballina, but there's no central space or a place for people just congregate after school. Mm-hmm. So like many feel like there's nowhere to go other than school or home. So like I want to take a bit of action because young people deserve to have a space designated for them. Mm-hmm. That was made by them.
Absolutely. Can you tell me a little bit more about the Youth Hub and maybe what it would offer young people and why it's so needed? Obviously, there's not one there at the minute. So this is something that you'd like to maybe see in the future.
Yeah. So the Youth Hub would be, it's a drop-in, drop-out space. So it's fully funded, Faroga staffed building. It's just create a safe and welcoming space for young people to socialise, develop their skills and access any supports that they would need. So like kind of your main supports or rooms within the hub that you'd be looking at would be like you'd have a main room, and then off that you'd have kind of breakout rooms, a kitchenette on top, and then sensory space was also noted to me. But yeah, like, so it's just a place for people to just go chill out and be supervised, kind of unstructured. Mm-hmm. So while you still have adults there making sure everything's okay, you feel a little bit more free than if you were in school.
Absolutely. Can you tell me, you know, obviously you've been pushing for change and, you know, what challenges have you faced in trying to get support from maybe local politicians and maybe the council?
Look, I've had really constructive and supportive chats with councillors over the past couple of weeks and months, just trying to get a little bit more groundwork done. But it's been great to have really constructive meetings with two local councillors, Merrick and Joe Faulkner in Ballina. But the biggest challenge is funding. In terms of that aspect, 80% of the budget is towards staffing, but then on top of that, you're trying to fund a building. So like the first couple of years it'll be hard enough to get funding, but like there's plenty of options there. It's just for those options to be opened and kind of secured for a long-term commitment.
Absolutely. And I think it's really important, obviously, for the future of young people in Ballina, that you need these types of people to be on board with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Like me going in, trying to get stuff done myself, it's not going to work. So like the support of politicians and policymakers in the county is kind of a main focus to try and get their backing and see and try and prove to them it's worth.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think, you know, how can even the young people in Ballina get behind this and maybe get involved or, you know, try and make this happen? What kind of other support do you need other than politicians and the council? But what, you know, support do you need from the young people of Ballina to make this happen?
So currently there is a survey on my Instagram. It's Dara, D-A-R-A, and the number 4 and change. So if anyone feels the need to fill out a survey there, we can take in some valuable information to be able to present to the politicians. Mm-hmm. But also just kind of spread the word and talk to your own councillors, see if they can get a bit of backing in, or even like the whole idea of the project was to make it scalable and be able to be recreated across the country. So if there's anyone taking a little bit of, like, listening to this and taking a bit like, oh, I think we could use that, feel free to get onto your counsellors, contact me. I have plenty of information to hand out. But yeah, that was the whole kind of idea. So just get involved and take a little bit of action. Just because you're young doesn't mean that you have nothing to offer.
I love that. I really love that. If the Youth Hub actually becomes a reality, what impact do you think it's going to have on the next generation in your area? Because obviously you're going to be doing it for, you know, yourself, and fingers crossed you'll get to enjoy it as well. But obviously you're thinking about the generation that's coming up behind you.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a long term plan. Like, so I might get maybe the tail end of it, or, you know, just when it's opening up, I might have maybe a couple of months just to get in there. But it's for, like, it's kind of sustaining what we have for the next generation. So, like, it, just a safe space for people to be able to connect and just grow together is something that is so fundamentally needed, because young people now, we're becoming more and more detached. Just because we have a phone in our pocket doesn't mean that we don't need to go and actually be in a physical company with people. So, like, that stronger sense of community and belonging when people are actually together is kind of one of the main aspects that we wanted to kind of take control with the hub.
Oh, brilliant. Dara, you're such an inspiration. It's so lovely to have a chat to you. Again, if people want to reach out, if they're listening and they're in the locality of Ballina, or even if, you know, they want to reach out and maybe do something like this for their own town or, you know, local area, where is the best place to go to find out all the details and maybe to even get in touch?
If you have a local Fróga volunteer or leader or staff person, they are kind of your foremost person to get in contact with. But also, I have an Instagram set up, so if anyone wants to contact me there for specific stuff regarding to, like, the project, then definitely just shoot me a DM and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Oh, super. Dara, you're an inspiration. Of course, you're a youth activist for Ballina. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat to us here on iRadio. I wish you all the best for the project, and hopefully we'll be there looking at it, you know, in bricks and mortar in very, very soon. And fair play to you for coming on to have a chat.
Thanks for having me, Louise.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.